the Lady of the Waters. The maiden world, seeded with life before the fall, now grown into grand maturity. Her oceans rolled vast and cold and deep, supporting great blooms and shoals, from the moon algae that sparkled and glowed at night to the mighty kelp dragons that wound their sinuous bodies around the trunks of the enormous deep trees. The warm, sun-kissed shallows had bred species by the thousand, each brighter than the last. And the lakes. Oh, the lakes. Great iridescent jewels capable of piercing the eye and the heart in equal measure, when caught by the young, vibrant sun. Eluadri was a picture of perfection, proof that even in a cruel, destructive galaxy, there was still a place for an unblemished mote of wonder, so long as it could be kept free from pests. Myron Stormdawn stood with his eyes closed in the transport pod of his falcon. She was Veil of Night, which could also be rendered as morning mist, depending on tone and intention. Even now, her armaments were extinguishing lives such as they were. In mere moments, as the shroud of smoke cleared, she would bring a ferocious new dawn. Myron smiled and fingered the hilt of his void saber. This duty was one he had undertaken because no one else, it seemed, cared about maiden worlds like these. He would never abandon the freedom of the void for a dirt-bound existence, but they must be kept pristine for those of the Eldari as might require them. However, just because something was a duty did not mean it could not be invigorating. Enjoyable, even. The craft worlds might not agree, but had he and they seen eye to eye, then he might still be there now, and Myron Stormdawn would not have swapped this life for anything. He adjusted his stance minutely as he felt Veil of Night begin to spin, holding himself steady despite centrifugal forces that would have sent one of the lesser species tumbling clumsily. He was ready at the moment that the doors slid aside and leapt through them like an apex predator descending upon its quarry, his blade sworn at his back. The Munkay had been here for less time than it took for Eluadri to swing around her son once, and already they had brought a blight down upon her. Their hideous, blocky structures of unnatural metal and stone composites squatted in artificial clearings formed by butchery of the forest, and they had gouged great holes in her crust in search of the raw minerals from which they fashioned their crude weaponry and tools. Had they come here and made some attempt to live in harmony with the planet, then they would still have had to be removed, but Myron might have offered them an opportunity to leave of their own accord first, even though he knew the offer would almost certainly not be accepted. However, there could be no compromise with despoilers such as these. He and his star splinters would slit the humans' throats and let their souls fall into the maws of whatever gods waited to catch them, and their bodies would be left to decay, a small reimbursement for what they had taken from the world. There were few true warriors here. He had known that before he ordered the attack and was unconcerned by it. If the humans cared not for their own well-being, Myron Stormdawn certainly would not either. His boots touched the ground, soft dirt yielding, so unlike the firm deck plates of the ships he now called home, and he slew his first human of the day a moment later, piercing the fragile skin of its throat with the merest flick of his void saber's point. The creature had been staring up at Veil of Night in fear, and had barely registered that superior beings were emerging from the vehicle, let alone raised its weapon, before its life was ended. The anathematic crystal interlaced through Myron's weapon hummed in delight at its first taste of blood, and the human fell to its knees as the wound immediately began to darken. The void saber was not an envenomed weapon in the classical sense, in that no toxin coated the blade, but by its very nature was inimical to life. The first death took but a moment. Myron slew two more of the Munkay within a second, his saber whipping back and forth before either of them could bring their clumsy weapons to bear. His bladesworn took down the rest of the first squad, and then they were sprinting into the very teeth of the human's woefully imprecise lasfire. The mining outpost had already been hit hard by the star.